This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The Union Cabinet has approved three new corridors as part of Delhi Metro's Phase 5A project worth around 12,015 crore rupees. These corridors are RK Ashram Marg to Indraprastha, Aerocity to Airport Terminal 1 and Tughlakabad to Kalindi Kunj. Briefing media in New Delhi after the cabinet meeting, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said, with this expansion, the Delhi metro network will cross 400 kilometers.
Approval hua hai. This will be Delhi Metro Phase 5A, 10 underground and 3 elevated stations. At an investment of 12,015 crore, 16 kilometers will be added to the Delhi Metro network with 13 new stations. With this, Delhi Metro network will cross 400 kilometers.
33,000 ton CO2 emissions every year will be saved because of these three corridors.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi highlighted that Delhi's infrastructure has got a major boost. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, Cabinet's approval for three new corridors as part of Delhi Metro's Phase 5A project will expand the capital's metro network, thus boosting ease of living and reducing congestion. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Lucknow today on the occasion of 101st birth anniversary of former Prime Minister Bharat Ratna Atal Bihari Vajpayee. At around 2:30 p.m, the Prime Minister will inaugurate Rashtra Prerna Sthal and also address a public gathering on the occasion. Rashtra Prerna Sthal has been developed as a landmark national memorial and inspirational complex of enduring national significance. Constructed at an approximate cost of 230 crore rupees and spread across an expansive area of 65 acres, the complex is envisioned as a permanent national asset dedicated to fostering leadership values, national service, cultural consciousness and public inspiration. The complex features 65 feet high bronze statues of Dr. Shyama Prasad Mukherjee, Pandit Deen Dayal Upadhyay and former Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee, symbolizing their seminal contributions to India's political thought, nation building and public life. Former Vice President M. Venkaiya Naidu was elected as the president of the Atal Smriti Nyas Society in New Delhi yesterday. Ram Bahadur Rai, a founding member of the Atal Smriti Nyas Society, proposed Mr. Naidu's name for the position in consultation with other members, including Prime Minister Narendra Modi. At a meeting held at the official residence of M. Venkaiya Naidu, Atal Smriti Nyas Society elected him as the president of the society in place of Vijay Kumar Malhotra, who passed away recently. Minister of Skill Development and Entrepreneurship Jayant Chaudhary has emphasized on building AI capabilities between government, industry, academia and training institutions to ensure country's training systems remain responsive to real-world demand. Chairing a meeting on skilling for AI in New Delhi, Mr. Chaudhary said that by embedding AI skills across education, vocational training and the workforce, the government is laying the foundation for a Viksit Bharat in an AI-enabled global economy. The External Affairs Ministry has stressed that disrespectful acts such as demolishing statues of deities hurt the sentiments of followers around the world and should not take place in response to media queries on the demolition of Hindu deity statue in an area affected by the ongoing Thai-Cambodia border dispute. Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said Hindu and Buddhist deities are deeply revered and worshipped by people across the region as part of shared civilizational heritage. Two-time Olympic medalist and Indian men's hockey team vice-captain Hardik Singh has been nominated for the prestigious Major Dhyanchand Khel Ratna. The nominations for the National Sports Awards 2025 were finalized by the selection panel comprising of Indian Olympic Association Vice President Gagan Narang, former hockey player M.M. Somaya and former badminton player Aparna Popat. Christmas is being celebrated across the globe today. Christians all over the world celebrate Christmas to mark the birth of Jesus Christ. On the occasion, people decorate their houses by putting a Christmas tree, illuminated paper star, holly wreaths and exchange gifts. And that is the end of this news bulletin.